Lord, we give you thanks and praise and honor and glory. For we do have the victory. We have overcome. And we have this wonderful gift because of the faith that you have given to us. The faith that started in our baptism. The faith that lives in us each and every day. The trust that we have in knowing that you are the victor. You are the one who overcame. And you are our Savior and our Lord. We ask, Lord Jesus, that on this day, you would strengthen our faith. That we could see that no matter what the circumstance, no matter what the struggle, no matter what the situation, you are there with us. You carry us through. We are yours. We are victorious. We have overcome. And it is because of the gift of faith given to us by your Spirit, through the water, and by the blood. May the words of my mouth, the meditation of our hearts, be pleasing in your sight, dear Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Well, as we have been working through 1 John, we get to this wonderful chapter, the last chapter of the book. And I don't have much time today because wasn't it awesome just to spend some time with the Lord in his presence, just to be still and know that he is God? And so if you were looking for a long sermon, you're going to be sadly disappointed. Everybody knows that was a good joke, right? Nobody's looking for a long sermon. But I want to tell you, this is a powerful section of the scripture because the words that John likes to use certain words, right? One of the most well-used words that we hear both in the gospel and in his letters is what? Love. And what's another one? Obey. Okay. Abide. Yeah, abide. Remain. He uses that word a lot. And so this section kind of summarizes what he means by loving and abiding and experiencing God and how it looks in our lives. And he uses two words here that are really important: victory and overcome. And how many of us really feel when the circumstances of this life, when the stresses and all the other things that come into our life, how many of us really feel like we're victorious? How many of us really feel like we're overcomers? I feel a lot better after I have my coffee. One time I was at the Billy Graham School of Evangelism, and one of the guys who ran his ministry from Minneapolis got up and he said, "I want to be very clear here. I don't want anybody misunderstanding and thinking that what you're experiencing right now with all that coffee is the Holy Spirit." That was kind of interesting. He went on to say that the Holy Spirit was present, but, you know, it's kind of an interesting moment because it seemed like the whole room just kind of, after the coffee came out, everybody kind of got a little livelier, you know. But isn't it hard sometimes to feel victorious when the circumstances around us seem to be going in the wrong direction? Things don't happen. I mean, how many of us as parents think that that raising children is kind of like baking? If you just put the right ingredients in, you should get the finished product. Any of you ever buy into that? I thought that was the way it was, you know. You just do a proper amount of this and a proper amount of that. And I realized something about cooking. That's why I don't do it, because I realized something about it is just because you put the right ingredients in doesn't always mean it comes out the way that you expect, right? A lot of other things that affect it. Exactly. And you never know what's going to happen, right? And it's the same thing with work. It's the same thing with all the financial challenges we have in life. How many people have thought they had a sure thing in Canada? When I was in Canada, we all thought that Nortel could never fail. And everybody in Canada, we all had to have Nortel stock. Do you even remember Nortel? They were around here, you know. They were in Canada too. Were is the optimum word. I still owe money, I think, on that. But anyways, that's fine. You know, everybody had to have stock in Nortel because that was the thing. That was going to bring Canada into the 21st century and make us great. You know, it's so funny. And you always think, you know, you got everything under control. And then you find out, guess what? It isn't exactly what you thought it was going to be, right? Is it hard in those circumstances to feel victorious? Yeah. Is it hard to feel like we're overcomers? Yeah. But the amazing thing about John is that both in his gospel and in this chapter, chapter 5, he makes it very clear that it's not up to us. It's not up to us. I love the words in the gospel lesson. Did you hear in the gospel lesson? What did he turn to his disciples and say? If you think you're so smug because you got on the winning team, you didn't choose me. What did he say? I chose you. They were still feeling like they were on the winning team, by the way. They hadn't got yet to the real hard part. That was coming. Yeah. You didn't choose me. I chose you. Faith is a gift, brothers and sisters. It's a gift. It's clear over and over again. And victory and overcoming are based on our faith. And our faith is the power of God who chooses us as his child and gives us the power to live as his people every day. Aren't you thankful? I'm thankful it isn't dependent upon us. Can you imagine if our victory was dependent upon us? What was neat was we just experienced the 70th anniversary of victory in Europe this week, right? Any of you saw the flyover in Washington? I got to share some of the stuff that was happening in Washington, D.C. and some of the stuff that's happening in Ottawa. It was really exciting because I also have some friends in the Royal Canadian Legion that were over in the Netherlands celebrating the 70th anniversary. And what was amazing was to hear some of their testimonies and to see that they were giving glory to God when everybody was praising them for liberating them, that they were turning and saying, no, it was God. One of the veterans said this. He said, he was airborne, right? He says, I came down in the Netherlands. There were 5 of us. 4 of us did not make it to the ground. He said, who do you think gets the credit? Me? No. Who gets the credit? God. Think the other 4 didn't pray? He said, we were all praying. We were all praying. And I thought, wow. You see, the message of 1 John 5 is this, that we are victorious, that we overcome because of our faith, which is a gift from God. And brothers and sisters, we are called upon to believe that our God is capable of doing everything, even more than we can imagine, even more than we can figure out. And so I want to urge you as mothers and as grandmothers and as great-grandmothers, one of the things that my grandmother I know did, and that's always what I admired about her, was that she kept giving us into God's hands. Kept saying, I love these grandchildren, but God, they're yours. That's why I'm here today as a pastor, because she didn't have anything better to do but pray and give up people to God. There's power in knowing that our faith is what gives us the victory. Our faith is what helps us to overcome. Our faith in the God who is able to do even more than we can comprehend or imagine. The God who loves us even more than we can fathom has a plan for us. Has a way for us, is our light and the power by which we live. Can we let go and let God today? And we let go of those things that somehow we think we can control. Because that's why John says those who believe in Jesus Christ, they're the ones who are the victors. They're the ones who overcome. Those who believe, and the word there, believe, pistis, is, it doesn't mean believe like the sense of knowledge, like we think of knowledge. It means trusting. And the hardest thing on this side of the grave is to trust, isn't it? How many of us have difficulty with trust when we've been hurt? Yeah. And yet that's what God calls us to do. He says that if we, what helps us to be victorious, what helps us to overcome? Our faith, our trust that God is able to do more than what we can imagine. Our God is able to do more than we can ever even fathom. Our God is able, because of his love for us, to have plans for us that when we feel like everything is going wrong, he helps us to get through and shows us how we were disciplined or we learned from those circumstances. Amen? Now, nobody likes discipline, right? He says that. Nobody likes discipline. It's not fun. And yet when we are disciplined, and we go through those times, and we come out of them, we see that our Father was holding us through those times, and that he got us through. And he says to us, well done. Well done. And we grew. And we're stronger for it. May we know that we are victorious and we have overcome because we trust in a God who loves us so much that he was willing to die on the cross and rise again for us, to shed his blood for us, to live as that true God and true man. And we trust in him and in him alone. That's the type of love that we as fathers and mothers, as grandfathers and grandmothers, as great-grandfathers and great-grandmothers, that's the love that we have, is to let go of the things that we want to control and allow God. Allow God. Sounds funny to say allow God, but God doesn't need our permission, okay? What I simply mean is that we don't hold on. It's kind of like the person going down the roller coaster that somehow thinks they're going to solve it by grabbing on to the handle. Do you think you're really going to change the path of that roller coaster going down by the fact that you're grabbing onto the handle more? Is that going to change the trajectory of that particular vehicle, for lack of a better term? But you might have fly on. You feel like somehow you have control, but you really don't. By holding on to that is not going to change what's happening, but you feel like you have some control. And what God is saying is, just put up your hands and enjoy the ride. Put up your hands and enjoy the ride. Have you ever seen people on the roller coaster that have their hands up? Aren't they trusting? Yeah, other people have words for that. Anyways, you know, it's time to put up our hands and enjoy the ride. Because our God is victorious. Our God has overcome. Our God, who gives us this faith, has the power, has the love, has the plan, has the way for each one of us. And it is awesome. Amen? Let us pray.